get sent West Philly. And get sent West Philly. And get sent West Philly. And get sent West Philly.
Again,
yeah.
We have our dear brother,
T.Y. the Rhymer,
from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
So tonight, I want each and every one of us to stand on our feet.
Philadelphia.
And give a warm welcome of applause.
Philadelphia. Yeah, it's Philadelphia. Yeah. Here comes the rain. Step out the fire. You can step into my flame. Ah. See, I'm all grown up. Tell them made for that street war. See, I'm all sewn up, yeah. I'm the reason why you're treason. I've seen souls leave this earth. I'm the reason why you're breathing. From West Philly to Slauson. Got a trap house in the Badlands. A safe house in Boston. And from West Philly, we flossing. North and South Philly. From G-Town, we flossing. See, spirits get taken over by lies where I'm walking. Yeah, your G.O.D. is talking. The generator, operator, destroyer, bring your peace. I even marked the beast, my DNA will soon reveal it. This endangered species got a beefing with the greedy. So kill it, I'm paging my Facebook. When I'm broke, you trying to flee me. You can feel it, every verse carries a hearse. I'm God-given, see why the prophet bring a curse. A new sun has risen, your body's not a shell, it's a prison. The 33 vertebrae have risen. I'm Christ-like when I write like beat the night, West Philly's out of order. And y'all act like it's right. You see me walk on water. Pause for a minute. You'll get lost when I'm in it.
Welcome to God's Cafe. We serve intellectual dishes containing physiological ingredients to nourish the cell salts or the 12 disciples of the body, aka Jesus. I am your chef, T.Y. the Rhymer. I will be using alchemic, numerology, biology, psychology, fleshology, physiology, and any other ology in the dictionary to enhance one's thoughts. No GMOs, God-man oppression syndrome, no additives, savior enhancers, or shit, suppressive, harmful, intrusive thoughts. We only use ancient Hebrew Phoenician recipes, handcrafted by chemists with no religious flavorings. And remember, a knife can cut many things, but it can't cut itself. So too, the eyes can see many things, but they can't see the self. Know thyself. Yeah, it's the Cosmic Cafe, T.Y. the Rhymer, you name it, I flame it. Shouts all the way out to the Jimmy Bonds Podcast, Palais Soulful Fusion, Empress Signs, Trauma Vision, Sonic Artist Cafe, and Major Flavor LLC. And if you, the listener, have any questions, comments, or concerns, just send us an email at unspokenwordnews@gmail.com. Again, that's unspokenwordnews@gmail.com. And I will read your questions, comments, or concerns on the air and try my best to answer them. You got that from me. All right. For merchandise, go to philadelphiaradio.com or empresssigns.com. Click on Visit Our Client Partners and get your Philadelphia gear and more. Here at the Cosmic Cafe, we discuss what the mainstream media refuses to talk about. We also share knowledge. I'm talking ancient knowledge, signs, symbols, hidden meanings, and more. So don't hold back your thoughts. Just send them to me. You know what I'm saying? This is not a debate. When it comes to problems or issues, you can't agree to disagree, right? So let's see what, where, and who is the problem and then solve it. On this show, we are talking numbers. Yeah, we talking numbers. But before I start, make sure you're taking notes. Don't believe a word that I'm saying. Go verify it. Do some research. The best education you can acquire is the one that you go get for yourself. The key word is self. Yeah. We're going to start the show off with the mind magician, Tahut Nine. And I'm going to throw in some Bill Donahue. And of course, you'll probably hear from Reverend C.C. Chickenwing and Brahim Koppel, the news correspondent. I am T.Y. the Rhymer. This is the Cosmic Cafe.
Is he gone? Did he leave the studio? Okay. This is Reverend C.C. Chickenwing. I just gotta say this. Please listen. T.Y. the Rhymer. The boy got some knowledge with him. He helped me change my whole congregation around. Now everybody's coming down to Chicken Bone Beach Ministries. For little old me, Reverend C.C. Chickenwing. Now look, I can't give you the address right now because I'm waiting for my man to get back in touch with me and put me down with some numbers so I can get this thing together. You know, just hold on for a minute.
Some say cats have nine lives. There are 9 months of gesticulation. There are 9 planets and 63 moons in rotation in our solar system. 6 + 3 = 9. There are 360 degrees in a circle. 3 + 6 + 0 = 9. Ever been on cloud 9? Or in deep space, 9? Does anybody have a 9-inch nail? There are 9 Supreme Court justices. Beethoven wrote 9 symphonies. Golf courses have 9 holes. Squash is won by scoring the 9th point. A baseball game has 9 innings. Black people have 9 ether hair. Any number multiplied by 9, the integers in the results always add back to equal 9. This poem is the 9th poem on this CD. My name is Tahut Nine, a name spelt with 9 letters. I am the divine mind compiling lines between 2 points. Because I am the point of this enigma. Sigma is my number, perversed and inversed by the retina. So you see, set in a place of reverence, holding the earth under negative influence. So I use my fluency in reciting to invent the art of writing to bring back light into the world. Where I swirl the number 9 in phrases and phases of understanding, but never standing under. For I am beyond the sage and page in which the pagans thought me up as thought. Because they knew not who was thinking, for they were merely thin kings, getting fat off what I did. But I lived long before there were pyramids, for I existed as the bridge on a bridge by dictionaries or diction, and dictated my dissertation in dictums of diacritic culmination, sending information to the brain through the veins at the speed of now. So how did I get here if I've been here all along, holding on to sorrow just to stop tomorrow's pain and maintain the wholeness in the piece while pulling the pieces back into harmony without harming the mummy in my mind? My name is Tahut Nine, the divine articulator of wisdom. So I wrote this poem to transcend myself through time, knowing any number multiplied by 9 will add its components back to equal 9. 9 times 2, 18. 1 plus 8 equals 9. 9 times 9, 81. 8 plus 1 equals 9. 9 times 6, 54. 5 plus 4 equals 9. So keep on trying to understand it. I've got 9 muses and 9 planets, and I've got to hand it to you hard, so I can take control of the whole 9 yards. My name is Tahut Nine, the divine articulator of wisdom.
All right.
we are back to the Cosmic Cafe, right? Let's get down to it, man. Let us consider more closely the discovery of God. The numerical value of God, G.O.D, according to ancient Kabbalah, is 9. The all of mathematics, no person is alluded to. If the statement I and the Father are one is true, the I must be the Father manifested or expressed, as it is not possible to conceive of the Father except through expression. We must conclude that manifestation in some form of so-called matter is eternal, the great necessity, and has therefore always been. The Bible itself is a compilation of astronomical, physiological, and anatomical symbols, allegories, and parables. Eden's garden is the human body, the solar plexus, with the pneumogastric plexus and its branches, is the tree of life. The pneumogastric nerve is also called vagus nerve because its branches wander, vagrant, wandering, is from vagus to wander. A river went out of Eden to water the garden, from whence then it was parted and became four heads. This is the Bible verse in Genesis. A river went out of Eden to water the garden, and from thence it was parted and became four heads. The name of the first is Pishon, the second Gihon, the third Hiddekel, the fourth Euphrates. Ask your pastor, priest, minister, bishop, rabbi, what is the river? And if they don't tell you that the river is the saliva, they're lying to you. The four rivers. Pishon is the urine. The second one, Gihon, is the intestinal tract. The third one, Hiddekel, is the blood. And the fourth, Euphrates, that's the nerve fluids, especially the creative. This is the Cosmic Cafe, man. I'm just sharing knowledge. Take notes. Do your research. You know what I mean? We're going to get back to some music, and I'm going to come back with some numbers, man. I mean, some numbers about the human body that's crazy. T.Y. the Rhymer, Cosmic Cafe. You name it, I flame it. Won't you give me some time? I need just a little more time. Won't you give me some I need just a little more time.
Hey, what up, y'all? It's your boy Joe Crack, kicking it with the homie Tef XL. Y'all know what this is.
Sure, yeah, it's Tef, man.
From life, it's pervasive. Time to wake up, get my paper by any means necessary. Calls coming, all my homies need commissary. Grassroots to my grind, see the future, give it time. No lie, no try, hit the door or step aside. This tough time to ride, push my feelings to the side. This how real ride talks with grandma, get me right. Talk about plight and genocide, kept it with me on my rise. Come on, blocks heavy, pushing weight to others near me. Known the front gets heavy, Ruger tug, necessary. Hood wars, fruit whores, trying to pop my cherry. Hold up, pump your brakes, I was squeezed when you dare me. Show my team times near me, all my D's extraordinary. Living Hollis did prepare me, first hit nearly bare me. Shot smoke, heart broke, cause that was close. Time to wake up in these streets, either live or die broke.
The thrill of victory comes with the agony of defeat. This life ain't for everybody, you don't know what it cost me. But no pressure, no pressure. I was made for this life, no diamonds. Made for this life, no diamonds. No pressure, no diamonds.
Yeah, another day, another dollar. Know the streets will make you holler. Squeeze back or get swallowed in these trenches where we waller. My motto, live bigger, die in shadows. Raise my hustle to them shallows, pushing white to money collars. Learn what's possible with dollars, had to sit and do the knowledge. Money fast, make a splash, money long, live strong. Put my hustle to the task, spoke with lawyers about my past. Push expunge, get a pass, time to build on what I have. Turn the music in my craft, fake your instincts in my path. I manifest what they don't have, man's word, man's nerve. Balls and courage for the task, bulletproof and holographic. Speak my truth, no cap, I'm fitted suits like my fashion. Life's my passion, jump off cliffs, I just flash in. Time to cash in, live the life I was made to live in. You right, I won't know unless I fight. I was made for this life, no pressure, no diamonds, right?
The thrill of victory comes with the agony of defeat.
Yeah.
This life ain't for everybody, you don't know what it cost me. But no
come
pressure, on. No
yeah.
pressure, I was made for
come
this
on.
Life. No diamonds, made for this life. No diamonds, no pressure, no diamonds.
Yeah, I'm here to live, speak with hubris about my years. Spill some beans, but there's some secrets I don't give. I do this for my homie's spirit, speaking through his kids. Promise to make it bigger, lead the game to these kids. Short on patience and my bread, no mistakes, no regrets. Fill my plate with Wagyu steaks, talk on tracks to make them great. Used to sit and watch the greats, now I sit amongst them greats. Full of action like a crashing on my mastery, on my passion, come on.
The thrill of victory comes with the agony of defeat.
Yeah.
This life ain't for everybody. You don't know what it cost me. But no
yeah.
pressure.
Come on.
No
yeah.
pressure. I was made for this life. No diamonds. Made for
come
this
on.
Life. No diamonds. No
yeah.
pressure. No diamonds.
The revolution would not be Spotify. You're listening to Illadelphia Radio with T.Y. the Rhymer. Yes, live from the 215, it's Illadelphia Radio, and it's all about you. Check out our new line of merchandise at EmpressSigns.com. Click on the Visit Our Clients tab and show your support for the number one station on the planet, Illadelphia Radio. That's Empress Signs, EmpressSigns.com. The one-stop and shop for signs, tees, promotional items, personalized gifts, and more. Located in Clemington, New Jersey, EmpressSigns.com. Or you can give them a call at 856-258-2609 or 856-248-0136. And check out their video production services, Trauma Vision, for infomercials, commercials, music videos, and more. It's T.Y. the Rhymer of Illadelphia Radio. What are you waiting for? EmpressSigns.com.
Teach my niggas how to heal and be more patient. I'm responsible to come do all the saving, but I'm left with all this guilt because I made it. But you gotta know, missed a couple bags I was counting on, but riding on. Get rid of my hoes when it's album mode. I'm alone. I don't hang with niggas that I kinda know. Gotta go. I don't hide my kids, shit I be proud to show. But I've been so caught up in a jam, I even offer you my hands to help this fight to make somebody understand. Come bring water to the dam, sent from heaven in this war soon as I land. Made me think that being born was just a scam. Never planned to catch me slipping in my city. Just you know this shit get tricky, right? Got the spirit of my dead homies with me,
right?
With me, whoa, whoa.
No wonder the seers and the alchemists of old declared that your bodies are the temple of the living God and the kingdom of heaven is within you. But man, blinded by selfishness, searches here and there, scours the heavens with his telescope, digs deep into the earth, dives to the bottom of the oceans in a vain search for the elixir of life that may be found between the soles of his feet and the crown of his head. Really, our human body is a miracle of mechanism. No work of man can compare with it in the accuracy of its process and the simplicity of its laws. At maturity, the human skeleton contains about 165 bones, so delicately and perfectly adjusted that science has despaired of ever imitating it. The muscles are about 500 in number. Length of the alimentary canal is 32 feet. That's from the tip of your mouth to the tip of your anus. From the tip of your mouth to the tip of your anus is your alimentary canal. That's 32 feet. Amount of blood an average adult, 30 pounds, or 1/5 the weight of his body. The heart is 6 inches in length and 4 inches in diameter, and beats 70 times per minute, 4,200 times per hour, 100,800 per day. And that 100,800, you add that up, the 1 and the 8 is 9. 36,720,000 per year. At each beat, 2.5 ounces of blood are thrown out of it, 175 ounces per minute, 656 pounds per hour, or about 8 tons per day. This is the human body we're talking about. All the blood in the body passes through the heart every 3 minutes, and during 70 years, it lifts 270 million tons of blood. The lungs contain about 1 gallon of air at their usual degree of inflation. That's when you We breathe on average 12,000 breaths per hour. Inhale 600 gallons of air, or 24,000 gallons daily. The aggregate surface of the air cells of the lungs exceeds 20,000 square inches, an area nearly equal to that of a room 12 feet square. The average weight of the brain of an adult is 3 pounds, 8 ounces. The average female brain, 2 pounds, 4 ounces. The convolutions of the woman's brain cells and tissues are finer and more delicate in fiber and mechanism,
which evidently accounts for the intuition of women. It would appear that the difference in the convolutions and fineness of tissue and brain matter is responsible for the degrees of consciousness called reason and intuition. The nerves are all connected with the brain directly or by the spinal marrow, but nerves receive their sustenance from the blood and their motive power from the solar plexus dynamo. I'm just sharing knowledge, man. This is T.Y. the Rama. You're listening to the Cosmic Cafe. We'll be back.
Solomon and David, two of the erstwhile kings of the Bible, okay? There is pretty substantial evidence that neither of these people ever lived. There never was a King David. There never was a King Solomon. For instance, you can actually find documented proof of the existence of King Sargon of Babylon, but you can find none on the existence of King David or King Solomon. To me, that's exciting news. I'm not interested in people who fluffed around and did that. I'm interested in spirituality, if I pick up a Bible or whatever document it may be. And so what I pick up and what you should try to pick up is when you understand these two kings, they are two parts of your personality, okay? You have one David who is surrounded by war on all sides. And for the fact that he's surrounded by war on all sides, he cannot build.
I've been going to therapy. It really has.
Temple. And you have the other one, Solomon, whose name means peace. And he indeed builds the temple. So right away, you have an understanding that what this represents is the mind. Each of us, the mind where the wars rage, the temple will never be constructed within. But where there is peace, then the temple can be built. Solomon built God's temple, according to the Bible, which is part of this allegory. But Solomon is a part of us that's very interesting, because what happened is, after he built the temple, as many of us do in our meditation, he became distracted by other things. He became distracted through himself, through the things around him, through the physical things around him, and He turned away from the temple, see? Because, and we all desire to have things, and that's fine, and I do too. But when we depend on our lower self instead of our higher self, then we are Solomon, and suddenly, even though we built the temple, we're too busy for the temple. We know where the temple is, we know how to get to the temple, but we're too busy to go there. Because we have so many other things to do. And you would be surprised. I could show you, even in this place here, where on Tuesday nights, you know, we used to have people stacked up in the corners and laying all over the place. They couldn't wait to get to the temple. And though they found the temple, then after, they became too busy for it. You know, they have too many other things to do. This came on television or whatever. But the point that I'm trying to make here is something happened to Solomon in this parable or this allegory. Something came between him and God. Something came between him and the divine mind in the same way that things come between me and meditation or things come between you and meditation. Something happened. And the Bible has an extremely clever and beautiful way of identifying it. If you look with me, I think you'll find it very interesting. Go to page 303 in the little Bibles that you have. And it's interesting if you could open it up and just take a look at it and see what it says. All right? Page 303. And it is 1 Kings, and it's chapter 10. Now, remember what I'm saying here. And this is why it's important for you to see for yourself. The Bible is not a history book. The Bible is not a book of drama. It's not written by a Tennessee Williams or you can think of some of the famous authors that you might have read about. It's something special. It's not something to be recited in churches. It's deeply mystical. And it tells you in no uncertain terms what goes on if you're only wise enough and have the eyes to open up and look. What got between Solomon and his ability to work with the temple, and the same thing that gets between us. Page 303, 1 Kings chapter 10, verse 14. Now the weight of gold that came to Solomon in 1 year was 600. Watch me. Three score is 3 times 20, which is 60, and 6. What was it? 666. Do you see that? Do you see that? There is the identity, and if you'll add this out, as you know how to do, 6 plus 6 plus 6 equals 18, 1 plus 8 equals 9, which is consciousness, his mind. The mind, the gold of the lower mind, became so obsessive that he neglected the temple. Look at it again. It's in the book. It's in the book. The weight of gold that came to Solomon was 600, 666. Now, there's a very interesting thing in this Bible. If you look at the bottom of the page of my Bible, you know what it says? $127,872,000. They missed the whole thing. They took it and they analyzed it out to how much money it was, and they totally missed 666. The lower mind is what took Solomon away from the temple. Okay. But I want you to see it. Don't you miss it. Okay. 1 Kings chapter 10, verse 14. The weight of gold was 600. A score is 20. 3 score is 3 times 20, which is 60. 600, 3 score, and 6. 666. Solomon and 666. And of course, he was surrounded with all of this kind of... Now, where else did you ever hear of that? Whoever told you that? You're coming here, you're sitting here, and everybody else is gone home, and they've gone to church, and I heard nothing. You came, and on a Sunday night, in this remote place, in a basement of Vito's, whatever it is, you heard this amazing, and you all gasped because you'd never seen it before. Because this book is written by a divine cosmic intelligence. This book is written by a UFO, an unidentified floating object in the areas of space that is totally too... Hey, how could it know about the pineal gland of the brain? How could it know that the speed of light is 186,400 miles per second? That's all in the Bible, and now it told you in that mystical code, because you have eyes to see that what comes between you and the temple is 666, your mind. Okay? So, let's take a look at it. 1 Kings, page 303. And we'll see something interesting. 1 Kings, chapter 10. Let's look at verse 23. Okay? King Solomon exceeded all the kings of the earth for riches and for wisdom. Now, all of the earth, which is the lower mind, okay, looks to the sought Solomon to hear his wisdom, which is put into his heart. See, this is what happens when you go into meditation. This is what happens when you overcome the 666. You come into that place of understanding. You come into that. Look at what you know, for God's sake. Even though you sit, and it has been given to me the job to do this. Okay, maybe you don't pick it up maybe like I do. That's neither here nor there. I don't pick up other things like you do. But the point is, look what you know and what you understand. Look at what you can see. As soon as you see that 666, bang, you know it. But the guy that wrote this book's got $127,827,000. He totally missed it. Totally missed it. So Solomon exceeded all the kings. All of this was coming. He stood for one whose physical wealth was looked upon as a sign of his wisdom and godliness, you see. And so they looked up to Solomon. But what was his downfall? And this is interesting. Now, those of you who know about the female and the lower aspect of mysticism and it standing for the emotions, look at the very next thing. Let's go to 1 Kings chapter 11 on the next page.
I'm having problems in my life, yo, with nowhere to go. Oh, I linger to see tomorrow. I'm having problems in my life, yo, with nowhere to go. Oh, I linger to see tomorrow. I'm having problems in my life, yo, with nowhere to go. Oh, I linger to see tomorrow. I'm having problems in my life, yo, with nowhere to go. Oh, I linger to see tomorrow. I'm having problems in my life, yo, with nowhere to go.
The rhythm I had to catch, the strings that I had to stretch, I've been beat. But it's all instrumental to my success, I'm in deep. I took too many lefts and lost my direction. How I end up on this search to be accepted. The lessons say the world in my possession, I can reach it cause it's near. Yeah, I'm hungry, but I feed into the fears, you know. At least I've been aware, you know. In my mind, I'm screaming out for air, cause I swear it's way more deep than it appears. Here's my secrets, come hold me so you can feel me. It's heavy, like break my ego in pieces and come rebuild me, I'm ready. My life already is shaky, so may my focus be steady. I look myself in the mirror like I could grow if you let me, like I could.
Good gracious almighty, Miss Sonya looking good in that dress. What's that? The mic is on. Okay. Let's all gather around and form a quorum, will ya? Thank ya. This is Reverend C.C. Chicken Wing of Chicken Bone Beach Ministries, located in Philadelphia, PA. If you don't know what I know, you and I both know that I'm about to tell you something. What I'm about to tell you, this is biblical. It may change the world as we know it. And if you don't know, now you know. It's the second season of the Jimmy Barnes Podcast, hosted by no other than the Good Hope Road brother, Jimmy Barnes. With thoughtful, insightful words to uplift for people. Now he's all over the Easternet. Just search for the Jimmy Barnes Podcast. And God willing and Jesus able, you're in for some real rap, as they say out there in the streets. Now let's all come together and form a quorum and listen to the Jimmy Barnes Podcast.
All right, we are back at the Cosmic Cafe. I am T.Y. the Rama. You name it, I flame it. Belief is not a biological requirement. And all the other stuff we done gone over so far, right? Listen. Another marvel of the human body is the self-regulation process by which nature keeps the temperature and health at 98 degrees. Whether in India with the temperature of 130 degrees or in the Arctic regions where the records show 120 degrees below the freezing point, the temperature of the body remains the same, practically steady at 98 degrees, despite the extreme to which it is subjected to. It was said that all roads lead to Rome. Modern science has discovered that all roads of real knowledge led to the human body. The human body is the epitome of the universe. And when man turns within the mighty searching of reason and investigation that he has so long used without, the new heaven and new earth will appear. Everything man has done has been based on numbers. Next, we come to the 24-hour clock. This is interesting, right? There's 24 hours in a day. That's 1,440 minutes. When you add the 1, the 4, and the 4, that adds to 9. There is 86,400 seconds in 24 hours. 8 plus 6 plus 4 equals 18. 1 plus 8 equals 9. Now let's take and divide the 24 into half of a day, right? We have 12 hours. That's 720 minutes. 7 plus 2 is 9. That's 43,200 seconds. 4 plus 3 plus 2 adds up to 9. A foot is 12 inches. 1 square foot is 144 inches. When you add that up, the 4, the 4, and the 1, you get 9. 1 cubic foot is 1,728 cubic inches, which adds up to 18. 1 plus 7 plus 2 plus 8. You get 18. The 8 plus 1 equals 9. Let's take a look at the square yard. 1 square yard is 1,296 inches. Add the numbers up. 1 plus 2 plus 9 plus 6 is 18. 1 plus 8 equals 9. 1 cubic yard is 27 cubic feet. 2 plus 7 is 9. We operate our lives off the number 9. I'm not making this up. You can go verify for yourself. This is the Cosmic Cafe. I'm just sharing knowledge. T.Y. the Rama. You name it, I'll flame it. Thank you.
Good vibration, yeah. That's the positive vibes and we create, yeah. The sounds that make you feel right, we keep it blazing, yeah. Forever shining this light, we keep it blazing, yeah. Boy, forever shining this light, hey. Thank the Lord, my cup is full and running over. All who never like, we are gonna love we know. Baby girl just text me, say she coming over. And when she reach, you want me fit, turn off the phone. Turn the lights down low, turn up the stereo, yeah. Alton Ellis, Gregory Isaac, Dennis Brown. Have you ever been in love? Now bad vibes can't stop this good vibration, yeah. That's the positive vibes we keep creating, yeah. Sounds that make you feel right, we keep it blazing, yeah. As long as we live in this life, we keep it blazing, yeah. As long as we live in this life, yeah. Ain't nothing wrong with melodies that touch your soul, no. They're acting like the people don't need it no more. Still when she hear that good music, she hold me closer. She groovy, now I know she feeling it for sure. She moved to me and rest her head up on my shoulder. Soothingly she tell me, fit turn up the sound. Have you ever been in love? Now bad vibes can't stop this good vibration, yeah. Yeah, 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 that's the positive vibes and we creating, yeah. Sounds that make you feel right, we keep it blazing, yeah. Forever shining this light, we keep it blazing, blazing. Forever shining this light, oh yeah.
Jay Wills, man, from Bridgeport, Connecticut, man. You're now listening to the hottest station in the indie nation, IlladelphiaRadio.com. Tune in, you heard? Tune in, you heard? Tune in, you heard?
Is the mic on? The levels are good? Good. Okay. All right. This is Brahim Koppel, your news correspondent here at Philadelphia Radio. I have breaking news. With no shoes on, the notorious Diaper Gang member Shotgun Bertha was seen here on footage escaping the popo. One eyewitness says you could smell the muscle rub as she ran past him. Word from City Hall spokesperson, not to be mentioned, in fear of retaliation, says the Diaper Gang must be stopped at all costs. We'll have more of this breaking news. I'm Brahim Koppel, your news correspondent. From your block, their street, and our hood, IlladelphiaRadio.com.
Since the beginning, I did it without the ridiculous gimmicks or pretentious pretending. I was taught the sky is the limit by way of Finkel and Plymouth, but my only limit is sticking my dick in a chick with a blemish. I speak from a frequency that was meant to uplift the antennas. I sing with the intention to riff with the tennis. My gift is tremendous. I didn't get rich and forget the incentive. I'm never buying into religion or soliciting sinners, my nigga. We attribute the original way we articulate through Brixiate, zipped up on 18-wheelers on interstates. We distribute weight, then matriculate into real estate. Then we assimilate, powder dillinate, probably still a hate. Me and M came through, did the original renegade. Gave that shit to Jade and spit a gem on stage at Dilladay. Used to rock the Byzantine, mix a rock with the Grenadine. Euthanized the blocks where the Senate ain't tend to intervene. Snitching is a sentence, mixing your linen and denim jeans. Growing up, blowing up was a long shot like drone shots of limousines. In between Greyhounds and Jim McLean. Dome shot a cop with a straight round like Slim and Queen. It's about time we invest in our mental status. I write rhymes for Anunnaki slave ancestors on emerald tablets. Today we raging on Vegas stages with bass guitars. Yesterday was agents chasing us aprons and mason jars. Planets in line in orbit. My mind absorbs it to find its orifice. Therefore my soul can glow in divine proportions. You niggas snitching, you need to stop your beefing. Cops crooked wearing swastikas attending Nazi meetings. Liberace nickel rock gems, Tim's and Hirachi sneakers. The cane made me able to drop the deacon and go off the deep end. Y'all so weak, I forgot the weekend. Philosophical syllable seamstress speaking in a biblical Fibonacci sequence. When that bar drops, you feel your life pass you by from your far side. I got more poppin' bros than the barge got. I suppose I can pose art like a Bartok. Chart hot, especially now that I'm stepping out of that economic apartheid. They left us out of the archives. I'm definitely probably a mark guy. My weapon's out and I'm wetting y'all like I'm weapon out of a shark's eye. Stepping out of a hard top on a 7 mile and no park guy. Where several bodies get hogtied and left inside of the shark lines. 10 toes standing on granite floors of Mosanna Porsche. Hoes snorting Xanax, Roseanne endorse a Gauguin of sorts. Culture vultures know I won't stand for shit I can't enforce. Labels know my name ain't on paper or dough I can't endorse. Corday, you know you'll always be my little man, of course. Don't let Atlantic destroy your standards, playing mechanic horse. Pass the torch and walk away, a hammer throw on my hands of force. Slap Michael Rappaport across the face at the Gansevoort like... That's for Meek. Drop a Lonzo Ball corpse off on Nas Force, dog. That's for the blasphemy. No apathy. Inside the mind of white supremacists with cognitive dissonance. Most compromised position for blacks to be. They cast stones and sticks at the rap throne, the drip and the coin flips. And well, all you gonna get back is a splash from me. I rap ridiculous, crap ubiquitous. I have you niggas swimming where the bass and the fishes is. Axe vicious. Yeah, I piss off the critics. I master P. The heavy metal was always strapped to me, for there was ever a yellow rap. Of beef, throwing choppers and rumbis, unloaded them out of Hyundais, loaded shopping in Mumbai, that's my modus operandi, my portfolio expands, income from the slick sands, while the FBI trying to give the M1 to the stick man, spit them bragging bars, grab your balls, that's a speech from all, they told us money talks, ain't tell us wealth, don't speak at all, you a fan of ours, or you not a fan of art, I'm a dog balling for Los Angeles broads, my cannon bark, jam and spark, edit talk, skip, hold up, skip. Man, this bitch sounding like Shannon Sharp. Don't get your soul thrown to the deacon by where this weakest news. For violate the dude like me for publicity and views. Shorty, don't get this 40 and this Coke 45 misconstrued. Cause you new school dudes got Billy D confused. I'd rather watch Floyd Mayflash at a Gucci store date. Than work for an asshole who get mad at me asking for a raise. Cop a new cotton picking Aston and Gray just for the slaves. You niggas current, nigga was born and raised to destroy a wave. Rather get these youngins the direction instead of ignore their ways. Plant trees so all my advancees can enjoy the shade. 60-40 ventures while trying to make 60-40 ways. Pay 40K just for the J's before the Y's. Glass door attached to a castle, exquisite foyer. Side door trapped through the silver screen, Sydney Portier. Flash gold on stage, stone face just for the spades. Pay 50K for the stone flakes just for the Y's. Back when the 1990 West met the shiny vest, I had Tommy S trying to sign me next. Mozzie Monty Lex, dry snitching, y'all probably find him wet. Tell your A&R, NPR that y'all ain't shit without your tiny desk.
Yeah.
Light.
Yeah. Light.
I'm mind blown.
Come on, man.
About nothing else. All you was thinking about was you and that person.
The communication, right? I understand.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, communication. Yes.
So Ty basically saying, like, you know, you're getting a long distance relationship. Don't go to the strip club on a regular basis. Stay out the strip clubs. Like, You know, if you can't be disciplined or you can't be committed, you know, stay out of places that tempt you. You know,
but the thing is, if you go to the strip club, Ty looked like he would go. And, you know, so me and Ty talking or whatever, pull out your phone, put me on Duo, and we gonna watch them hoes together.
Damn right,
yeah, we gonna watch them hoes together.
T.Y. the Rhyma. Philadelphia Radio.
One more time.
Let's go.
My friend. Me a tell you no me girl.
Esca.
You know all the things set.
Sweet
don't
Remedy.
Girl,
on IlladelphiaRadio.com.
I don't even get it. Okay, that's crazy. Look. Let me talk to him then, Sour Milk.
Talk to him.
Look, they say it never come to fruition unless the vision is crafted. My drive is relentlessly, repetitiously mastered. Progress is positive, pessimism is backward. Since failure ain't attractive, my next decision was drastic. I made it out of pitfalls strictly due to my passion. Supreme intellect, not to mention wisdom to match it. Name another nigga that put up 50 at practice. This shit is magic, even my exhibition is classic. Funny, I ain't end up broke like you predicted. It's 1,000 niggas like you, no need to be too specific. I outmaneuver goofies like you with a few decisions. When the proof is missing, you get reduced to a euphemism. Shit, the truth is wicked. I just threw a surprise party at a see-through mansion, my nigga. I'm stupid gifted. This voodoo mixed with clear struggle and sheer hustle. I'm trying to stretch hamstring me too long and I tear a muscle. Nigga, where was you when we was down and we slaved in kitchens? With my homie putting cut on that bird like it's Cajun chicken. I'm amazing. They parade, but my crown wasn't made to fit them. You got signed off my signature style. That's plagiarism. I'm Miyagi with it. Try to kick it like I could kick it. You just begging to get buried alive, but I can dig it, shit, cock the biscuit. Map is block out and plot a visit. I'm in a Honda Civic with lip stickers. I watch him visit, plot and listen. Get close enough that I could kiss him. Since he pessimistic, I ain't run into my optimism.
Ooh, oh, man.
Come on, man.
The sun has set.
You've been listening to The Cosmic Cafe with me, T.Y. the Rhymer, just sharing some knowledge. We got a public service announcement. Come down to the Delaware River next weekend to see me walk on water. And don't forget to send your questions, comments, and concerns to unspokenwordnews@gmail.com. Again, that's unspokenwordnews@gmail.com.